So good morning, Rabbi Isai. We continue our discussion about Chodosh. We discussed 2 days ago about whether or not it is or isn't a mitzvah hatluya ba'oretz. It certainly is a mitzvah hatluya ba'oretz, but whether or not it applies in chutz la'oretz as well, and that is a machlokes in the Mishnah and a machlokes in the Poskim. And whether or not, even if it is a mitzvah hatluya ba'oretz, and it is noig in chutz la'oretz, the question is it noig b'chutz la'oretz in drabonos only? Midrabbanan only, or is it midaraisa? Then yesterday we spoke about whether or not Chodosh would be a mitzvah that only depends on the havoas oimer. In other words, if there's no Beis HaMikdosh, no is a Chodosh, because we don't bring the oimer. And we learnt the Pesukim, which learnt yesterday that the Pesuk says two things. It says, Adaviachem Asoimer Haknufa, which is mashma that you can't eat Chodosh until you've brought the oimer, which is the Korban, which means Beis HaMikdosh. But it also said, Adetzem Ayoim Azeh, until this very day. And Adetzem Ayoim Azeh, Bizman HaMikdosh, meant at the time when you brought the Korban. So therefore, people would be knowing in Issa Chodosh till Chatzos, because you brought the Oimer. The Milchas Oimer was brought before Chatzos. And La'acha HaKorban, Rabbi Yochanan was Mesaken, that we should keep the whole of the day 16. That the entire day 16 should be kept as the day of the Oimer. In other words, Chodosh will only be mutter on the next day. The Poskim discuss whether or not in Chutz La'aretz we have to worry about Sveika de Oimer. In other words, it was totally on the Oimer, the Havos Oimer was certainly on the 16th. In Eretz Yisrael Bezman HaMikdosh, that was the first day of Chol HaMoed. Even today, still the first day of Chol HaMoed is the 16th. But for us, the 16th is the second day Yom Tov. So therefore, do we wait until the night of the 17th, Leil Yud Zayin, like everybody else, like they would do in Eretz Yisrael, or do we, Mishum Sveika de Yomer, have to keep another day? And the Achros HaPoskim is, generally speaking, that we keep the other day. In other words, for us, Chodosh, us in Chutz La'aretz, Chodosh will not be Mutter until a day later. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's Motzei Yom Tov. Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, in other words, Motzei Yom Tov of the first day is Motzei Yom Tov of the first day of Chol HaMoed. The end of the first day of Chol HaMoed, the end of Tes Zayin, is the end of the Issa Chodosh. And for us, it's also the first day of Chol HaMoed, but that's one day later. So therefore, for us, we can't eat Chodosh, the whole of Tes Zayin, and the whole of Yud Zayin, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed for us, Mishum Sveika de Yomer, until the night. So for that, basically, we've established that it's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, but noig in chutz la'aretz as well, midraisa or midrabbanan, and also that it's noig sai bizman hamikdosh and sai shelo bizman hamikdosh. In which case, the question is, why then did the mitzvah fall into disrepair? How come that all the poskim spoke about it, rishonim, achronim, they couldn't really understand? In Eretz Yisrael, the Issa Chodosh continues. I don't believe that Eretz Yisrael ever fell into disuse. But in Chutz La'aretz, basically nobody kept Chodosh for a long, long time. And then, we'll discuss the history tomorrow, really later. But then the 1700s, 1800s, there were some people who wanted to reintroduce it. And then, basically, until quite recently, Chodosh wasn't a big article.
Beryl Berkovich, wasn't it?
Beryl Berkovich, Chorin was very instrumental in that. But until recently, Chodosh became a mitzvah. Now, we've learned that it's not a mitzvah dafka atluya ba'aretz, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even a Tana. It's even noig in chutz la'aretz, sidra bonos, sidra isa, you can clear. And it's noig bezman hazeh as well. In which case, what's the excuse? What happened? Where did it go wrong that we didn't keep Chodosh for so many years? So that will be Ada, we will continue with tomorrow.
Started at Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Kaftes Nissan, 16th of April. Reno Rav, Rav Shmuli Segel, Shlita, Rav of Shemri Adas, and part of Evening Base. Shalom, Noam and Kovod. This week's Torah was sponsored by families Erach and Joseph, with Nishmas Rav Dov Ben Shloim Zalman, Oliver Sholom, and Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov Ben, Rav Shema Choltzvi, Itzkovich, and Rav Shemri Adas.
Good morning. It's a real honor to be able to share Divrei Torah with his Choshev and Chabura. We find ourselves in a special time of the year. We are in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer, that bridge between Pesach and Shavuos, between when Klal Yisrael experience redemption and when the Mitzvah Hashem will experience revelation. We're all familiar with the Ramban in Parshas Emor, It tells us that these days are like a Chol HaMoed from the Mimachas HaShabbos of Pesach, elongated Chol HaMoed all the way to the Mimachas HaShabbos of Shavuos. But even goes further than that. Rav Shlomo Fischer in his beautiful Sefer Beis Yishai suggests that the Korban Pesach wasn't just any Korban Shlomim, it was a unique type of Korban Shlomim, which is the Korban Taiza. If you think about it, that when Klal Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, they experienced all the four types of Arba Shetzrichim Lahodos. We know four types of people have to bring a Korban Taiza. So they were prisoners who went out of prison. They traversed the sea, obviously. They didn't go over the sea, they went through the sea. They went through a midbar. And many Midrashim talk about how the Cholim were Nisrapa, were either on Yitzias Mitzrayim or definitely by Matan Torah. And like the Korban Taiza, the Korban Pesach had a shorter time period to be eaten than other Korban Shlomim, who had a day and 2 days and a night. Korban Taida and similarly Korban Pesach had a much shorter amount of time that the Korbanos could be eaten. And most strikingly, like the Korban Taida, which had to be brought with four lots of bread, 40 breads, three lots of Pesach Dika bread of matzah, and one lot of chametz, so too the Korban Pesach, which Rav Shlomo Fischer argues is a Korban Taida of sorts, is brought with three matzahs. Those are the three matzahs we have on Seder night. But we leave the chametz component, the chametz bread of this Korban Taiza. And when do we have it? Of course, on Shavuos, when we have the Shtei HaLechem, the chametz tikka bread that was brought with the korbanos on that yontif. So in a way, in the very Korban itself, the Korban Pesach, we start the Korban Taiza, that Thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Seder night. But we wait all the way through Sefirat HaOmer, we count the days until we can complete the Korban come Shavuos. So it's really a period, as the Rambam beautifully describes, as our duty of as Jews. Ein el chavitz betachtoin milvad sheyed ha'adam v'yoyde le'lekosh sheboiro. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Sheyed ha'adam, that we should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yoyde le'lekosh sheboiro, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created us. So it's really a time period, a period of thanksgiving, one which is bookended by this Korban Toda. At the same time, obviously, we know that Sefirat HaOmer is infused with a note of sadness and impatience. The Baal HaMa'or famously writes at the end of Pesachim that the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer doesn't have a Birchas Shehechiyanu. It's a unique, special mitzvah that comes one period of the year, yet no Shehechiyanu, as the Baal HaMa'or writes, because it's tinged with a certain sense of sadness. More fundamentally, the Mekubalim explain, it's not just the fact that we are counting without the triggering of an actual Korban Omer, without the Beis HaMikdash to offer that Korban within, but the act of counting itself, the act of Sfira, going from one day to the next, demonstrates an inherent human anguish and impatience. The reality, if you're counting towards something, it means you're not there already. You aren't at the destination you want to be at. We aren't the people we want to be. The Isha Nida has to count. There's something she has to come to, the completion, reunification with her husband in the perfected state of marriage. So too, in Sefirat HaOmer, there's a recognition. We come out of Pesach, we're not who we're supposed to be, we're not where we're supposed to be at. And that itself brings a certain sense of anguish, a certain sense of mourning, and it marks these days, which will other be joyful Chol HaMoed days, with the Avedus that we mark. And perhaps if you actually look at the way the Torah presents the mitzvah of Omer, as Rishon Beis Soloveitchik suggests, this comes through. Because in Parashas Emor, in the Parashas of the Moyadim, we read right towards the beginning of Perek Kaf Gimel, we're told b'chodesh v'arishon ma'abas v'yim ha'chodesh b'in arboim Pesach Hashem, on the 14th day is Pesach Hashem, and on the 15th day is Chag HaMatzot Hashem. Here is the Yontif of Pesach, Shivas Yomim, 7 days. V'yim ha'rishon is going to be Yontif, and then finally, there's a carbon for 7 days. The seventh day, ready, you're talking about the 22nd day of Nisan, it's also going to be seventh day Pesach, seventh day of Yom Tov. So we talk about the whole 7 days of Pesach. Then a few Pesukim later, we talk fast forward 10 Pesukim, Perekav Gimel, Pesach Tezvav, then we read, you'll count for yourself on the morrow of Shabbos, i.e. second day Pesach. So it's interesting, the Torah seems to talk about the whole 7 days of Pesach, it moves on, and then it says, oh wait a minute, I forgot. On the second day of Pesach, we're rewinding a few days, oh, there's something you have to do. You have to bring a Korban Omer, you really have to start to count the Sefirat HaOmer. So why does the Torah sort of finish up the Pesach, It should, if you're going chronologically, if you're talking about the Chagim and you're talking about what we have to do in days of the order of the calendar, should say first day of Pesach, celebrate Pesach, bring the Korbanos. On the second day of Pesach, that's how we would present it, you know, camp Sviyasa, and bring the Korbanos. Oh, on the seventh day of Pesach, it'll be Yom Tov of Pesach again. So the Torah, I think, trying to present to us, the Soloveitchik argues that there's two very different things going on here. There's two different planes of existence. Because Pesach, as we know, is Klal Yisrael living in a transcendental place in Jewish history. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters into human history, performs nisim, v'niflos, and man, human beings just stand back and watch. We marvel. We are totally passive in the experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the miraculous existence that it brings with. The truth is, Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just the miracles of those days, but it was the miracles of the next 40 years, Klal Yisrael. They are passive participants in the journey through the Midbar. They're given mon, they're given the be'er, they have the anane hakavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every need. It's as if the chait and the curse of Adam HaRishon is suspended for those 40 days, like it was, began on the Pesach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that reality has to stop. Adam HaRishon didn't live in Gan Eden forever, and Klal Yisrael, even at the beginning, couldn't live on that state of existence forever. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world for us to work in, to exist in, to also be partners with Him, Meshutuf and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Maaseh Bereishis. And the bringing of the Korban Omer, in a way, is what triggers that new order of being. We are told, what's the mitzvah? Not when you're in the Midbar. When you're in the Midbar, there's no mitzvah of Korban Omer. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, when the Omer of the Mon, that amount of Mon, is going to stop being given to you day in and day out, you are going to have to till the land for yourself. You're going to have to produce food for yourself. But at the beginning of that very busy harvest season, go out and cut for yourself an amount of Omer barley, and thus trigger your busy season where you're going to have to invest and to produce for yourself. In a way, it's the curse of Adam HaRishon of Bezeiach Apecha Toicha Lechem is coming back, but we recognize that even though we have the avodah to do ourselves, it's we give that first barley, we give that first bit of produce to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to overcome the challenges